Early education has been touted as a way for disadvantaged students to start school on a level playing field. Proponents also argue it has a positive impact on middle-class students.
More than 1 in 10 middle-class kids will drop out of school. More than 1 in 10 will fail a grade. That means most of the school failure problem is middle-class kids. Simple math.
That's economist Steve Barnett. He's with the National Institute on Early Education Research.
And it means you can't fix school failure unless you address the problems of middle-class kids as well as the poor.
Barnett spoke at a Wisconsin conference designed to convince corporate leaders why early education is a smart investment. Opponents have complained about cost and value. Last week, Wisconsin lawmakers bickered along partisan lines over whether to have an independent review of a law which caps class size in the early grades. Michael Petro from the National Committee on Development says corporate America is starting to show more support for early learning programs.
It's no mystery that the most successful economies are those with the most educated workers.
In America, formal education usually begins in kindergarten, which some say is too late. Scientific studies indicate intellectual growth is most dramatic from birth to 3 and starts to slow down at age 5, just when kids are entering school. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.